As winter approaches, many animals are migrating south, but there's one creature that scientists say in recent years has started to remain in the high Arctic in the winter. As KUAC's Emily Schwing reports, red foxes have not only expanded their habitat into the far north, the charismatic bushy-tailed mammal is out-competing the native Arctic fox and causing problems at oil field dumpsters in Prudhoe Bay.
Wildlife biologist Garrett Savory says the red fox is indeed wily, curious, and sly.
It's a jack of all foxes. It's highly adaptable. It's been found in many habitats, anywhere from wilderness conditions like the boreal forest around here in interior Alaska, all the way to living in suburban London.
Savory studied the red fox as part of his master's thesis at the University of Alaska Fairbanks Institute of Arctic Biology. He says red foxes didn't move from the northern foothills of the Brooks Range to Prudhoe Bay until the 1980s. In the last decade, he says red foxes have started to overwinter there. Now they're beginning to outnumber their smaller, shyer counterpart, the Arctic fox.
The one aspect that has changed since the 20th century is there's been more people moving into Arctic, mostly for resource development. In Alaska, oil.
Savory says scientists believe red foxes have been able to utilize the Dalton Highway as a travel corridor to move north. He says they may have scavenged on garbage left by travelers.
And then also their hunters use the Dalton Highway to access to hunt caribou, and they could possibly scavenge off the gut piles from caribou hunters. In addition, there's the Sag River, which runs parallel to the Dalton Highway, and that's an excellent corridor as well. It goes right straight from the Brooks Range to Prudhoe Bay.
But how foxes managed to survive the frigid Arctic winter remained a mystery to Savory. So he decided to capture both red and Arctic foxes for tissue samples to find out more about their diets. A stable isotope analysis shows both species rely heavily on human sources of food in the winter. Landfills and dumpsters at Prudhoe Bay are made to keep large animals like bears out, but Savory says a small, sly fox can squeeze under fences and through holes in dumpsters.
One day in Prudhoe Bay in early May, which is still winter up there, mind you, I counted 7 red foxes all within a short period of time, and it's just casually looking. It wasn't looking hard, so they can really, they really know, like, the landfill is a good food source, and they know the dumpsters are good food sources. You see tracks all around there.
Savory's study shows human food waste makes up nearly 49% of the red fox diet on the North Slope in the winter. In Arctic foxes, 39% of their diet can be attributed to anthropogenic sources. Data also show the Arctic fox has a more varied summer diet, relying on a combination of small animals and bird eggs, whereas the red fox depends almost entirely on lemmings for food in the summertime.
You know, the red fox is less efficient with the food. I mean, the Arctic fox picture is like a little Prius, and the red fox picture is a big old Cadillac. It just needs more fuel to get by.
The presence of the red fox could have dire consequences for animals like the lemming, but it could also cause problems for oil field workers' safety.
Rabies is a naturally occurring disease in the Arctic fox population. And with red foxes moving in to these areas, it's not known how they will spread rabies. And this is really important in terms of oil field worker safety.
But Savory says there's a solution.
It'd be great if they could reduce the garbage access to prevent wildlife from accessing it. And they can either do this by keeping the garbage inside until they're ready to take it to the landfill or even incinerating it. Not only red foxes and Arctic foxes are using it, but there's other glaucous gulls and ravens are also accessing this as well.
Savory's research was published in the Journal of Canadian Zoology last spring. Funding came from the National Science Foundation, UAF's Institute of Arctic Biology, BP Exploration Incorporated, and the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. I'm Emily Schwing in Fairbanks.